Hi, it's Simon Reynolds here, and today I want to talk about the importance of confidence in business. You know, business is so stressful, there's so many things that are going wrong all the time, that unless you have extraordinary confidence, the chances of you reaching the very highest levels of business success are quite small. But if you do have amazing confidence in yourself and in what you're doing, then everything changes. Clients gravitate towards it. You persist more. You do things that are more likely to grow the business. You lead your team more powerfully. The more you think about it, the more you realize that confidence is absolutely crucial for business success. So today I'm going to give you four tips on how to develop great confidence. And the exciting thing is that it can be developed. You may think, oh, I was born shy, or I'm just not a confident person, or I'm not as confident as I could be or should be. But the reality is this, that as with all personality traits, they can be developed, they can be enhanced, and they can be enormously increased. Here's how you do it, four tips. Number one, get super, mega, crystal clear about your business goals. Get super crystal clear about your business goals. Now, when we work with CEOs, entrepreneurs, leaders in business, what we find at the Fortune Institute is that a lot of people have a vague idea about what they'd like to achieve in business, but they're not super precise. So if you woke them up at 2 o'clock in the morning and said, what are your business goals? They couldn't immediately say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They just don't have that level of clarity. Do you have that level of clarity? It's absolutely vital if you want to be super confident about the direction you're going and you want to perform well every day with confidence, that you are crystal clear about your business goals. The second step in developing great confidence is to constantly think about those future goals. If you really look at the difference between people who are highly confident and indeed highly successful in business, they're thinking about their goals and how to get them most of the time. They're thinking about their goals and how to get them most of the time. So during the course of an entire day, the high achiever is concentrating on what's my goal? How can I move it forward? How can I move it forward? How can I move it forward? Whereas there's someone who is performing averagely in business is spending a lot of their time thinking about what's going wrong, or I'm not good enough, or this isn't working, or I've got another urgent deadline. They're not really conscious of their future goals all day long. Now, you can just in a moment map yourself over the last 3 days and say, well, how much have I been thinking about my future goals versus just reacting to what's happening, to the deadlines, to phone calls, to emails, to interruptions, etc. And what you need to do is take control of your thinking so that whenever you start thinking of something negative or why it won't go right, you replace that thought. Now, a truly unique part of the human brain is the fact that even though it's incredibly powerful, it can only have one thought at a time. And so what you can do is, if you have a negative thought about your business, about yourself, about your ability to achieve, you can literally just choose a different thought and start focusing on that. And if you do that, if you replace those negative thoughts with an equivalent positive thought and have the discipline to keep doing that again and again and again, well, everything changes. All of a sudden your self-identity changes, and once your self-identity changes, your actions change. Once your actions change, of course, the results that you get in business change as well. So that's step two of how to develop powerful business confidence in the corporate world. Now, step three is you need to write a list of reasons why you can actually achieve these goals. Here's what we found at the Fortune Institute. That some people in a burst of optimism come up with a whole lot of goals, but the reality is that they don't actually believe that they can do them. And if you don't deep down believe you can achieve these goals, then a lot of your actions will be half-hearted. A lot of your efforts will not be with full commitment. So All you do is you get a piece of paper and you say, you write what your primary goal is. Let's say to earn a certain amount per year or to grow the business to a certain level. And you say, here are the reasons why I can achieve this. And you try and brainstorm as many reasons as you can. So do at least 10 and give yourself, you know, 5 or 6 minutes to do this. And if you do this, what you'll find is two things. The first is that you'll be amazed how many valid reasons there are for why you can achieve these goals that you weren't thinking about. You've got this level of experience, you've got this level of talent, you've made this kind of progress, you have strengths in these areas, etc., etc., etc. Within a few minutes, you'll be really impressed. You'll go, you know what? This is a pretty good list. It's more than I thought. And then secondly, your confidence in your ability to achieve these goals will skyrocket. Not through wishful thinking, but just by reminding yourself of the genuine, authentic reasons why you are quite capable of reaching this goal. So once you have that list, that's a very powerful thing, and not a person in 1,000 would have a list like that. And then what you do is just read that list of reasons why you can achieve these goals every morning before you start work, so that your brain remains conscious of the very valid reasons why you can do this. Now, if you do this, it's a 1 minute exercise each day, but it will change you, and it will certainly change how you perform during that day. Terrific technique. And the fourth technique for maximizing confidence, and the truth is we have many, many techniques at the Fortune Institute to increase entrepreneurs' confidence. And the reason is that we think it's a crucial component of business success. But for now, the fourth technique to try is to remind yourself of your wins daily. To remind yourself of your wins daily. You know, being entrepreneurs, we can beat ourselves up, can't we? I mean, we can say, oh, I didn't do that right, or I didn't do this right, or I had this to do on my to-do list and I didn't get it done. Well, how about reminding yourself every day of the steps forward that you did take? So every evening, discipline yourself, or when you finish work, leave a little post-it note for yourself to always say, okay, what are the three good things I did to move my business forward today, or how did I perform well in three different ways? And just give yourself a daily reminder that you are making progress. Now, if you do these four things together, it takes a few minutes a day, but I can assure you that it will dramatically change your confidence. And once your confidence is changed, so will your results, and the amount of money you earn in business be changed as well.